Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Bobby Darin. Brings back the late, great Bobby Darin. Still miss him. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Did I say that? And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. Still one more segment. I want to talk about the economy. And, you know, as many of you know, in my newsletter, I poll you, those of you who subscribe to my weekly newsletter, which I encourage all of you to do. It's about to wrap up our 18th year of the newsletter, right, which is the same week as our 20th anniversary this year, coming up in about a month. Every Sunday afternoon, you'll get it by email. We haven't missed an edition in 18 years. And so one of the elements of the newsletter is a poll, an online poll where you can ask, you look at the question and click on the question and then answer it, choose one of the options. And this a week ago, we asked this question. As we approach October, this was just at the end of last month. As we approach October, how's the last quarter of 2017 shaping up for your business? We were trying to get an idea about what people, how they were feeling about going into the end of the year. Are they excited about it or whatever? And now, in the past, I've done this 3-4 times a year more than a decade, I'm sure. We've been asking this question just to kind of see how the economy's going. And I got to be honest with you, folks. We went through 8 years that was really bad. I could never get a response for people who were doing great above 25%. And oftentimes that was the number for the people on the bottom who didn't know if they were going to make it. And then we had two people in the middle that split the other half, and two groups in the middle, I should say. Well, this quarter, into third quarter, going to fourth quarter, this is the first time we've gotten this kind of response for small businesses. A little over half of you said fourth quarter looks strong to finish a great year. A little over 50% said that not only was the fourth quarter looking great, but you were already having a great year. Folks, half. Now, if you remember back in the earlier part of the year when the stock market was just going nuts, which it still is, and people were talking about how great things were, I said, you know what? Small businesses still aren't feeling that yet. The real economy hasn't gotten down to Main Street yet. The real economic improvement hasn't gotten down to Main Street yet. And because we weren't getting these kinds of responses from you in the first quarter or the second quarter or the beginning of the third quarter, we weren't getting that. And they were better, but they weren't anything like this. They weren't anything that was approached the kind of optimism that we were seeing from the stock market. But this is it. 50% plus of you said you were having a great year, and you looked at Q4 for being just as strong. 12% said that it was looking better than the other three quarters. So that's good news. So that's almost two-thirds that we're saying that the fourth quarter was going to be great. That's a good trend. We like the trend. And then almost 30% said, like the rest of the year, Q4 looks okay, but not great. So those are people who are just doing okay. They're not, you know, they're not catching on fire, and that could be a lot of reasons for that. But here's the other news. Only 9%, single digits, for the first time in 8-9 years, we had single digits in the not-so-good category. We're still in a recovery mode. Less than 10%, single digits, my friends. of our respondents were talking about how things were still that tough for them. That's, we've had minimum of 15% and oftentimes as much as 20%, maybe 25% in this category for year after year after year. And there were several reasons for it. Number one, of course, we had the collapse of 08. The recession actually began in the fourth quarter of 07. Then we had the all the collapses and the Bear Stearns and the Lehman Brothers, and we had the financial crisis of the fall of 2008. We had the recession continued on through till the beginning of the third quarter 2009. We had the layoffs. Millions of people were laid off. We had a tough economy. And we also had, let's be frank, we all also had an administration that was not friendly to business. President Obama, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm saying anything he wouldn't say. He was not a friend to business. He was the basic, frankly, out here on Main Street, we consider him to be the enemy of business. And here's some examples. 3 years in a row, 2014, 15, 16, record regulations. Now, President Trump, warts and all, no new regulations. That's one of the reasons why the economy is getting better. Talk of tax reform, another reason why the economy is picking up. And just talking to the marketplace, like we're not the enemy. Those are all good signs. So one of the reasons why the economy is doing better. Small business owners, I hope that's you. If you're not getting your share of that, might be time to look at your own practices. Look at your business into a mirror.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.